Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Kevin Schwemmen, from the Center for Service Learning and Civic Engagement, talking about an effort called Fill the Bus. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. Tell us what the genesis was for this. Why was this deemed to be so important?
Well, Fill the Bus started last year. It came out of an idea that we wanted to engage all of the new freshmen in a service or a civic engagement project during fall welcome. And because we're dealing with 7,000 students, we thought that trying to send them into the community to do direct service might not work, might be a little bit too big of a project.
Yeah.
So we thought, why not have them collect some items that can support community agencies? And the idea was that when students were out doing their shopping, you know, buying their school supplies and stocking up their dorm rooms, to just buy one extra item and donate that. And with the 7,000 students, you know, each buying one item, those small contributions add up to a really large impact.
All right. In terms of the impact of this, where will all these supplies go? We're talking about toiletries, all sorts of items that obviously can be used, but how are they being dispersed?
We're working with 11 community agencies in Lansing and East Lansing, and then they are working on how they'll use or distribute the donated items. Some of the agencies include the Boys and Girls Club, East Lansing Public Schools, Lansing Public Schools, the Lansing City Rescue Mission, the MSU Student Food Bank, the Mid-Michigan Food Bank, the Red Cross Mid-Michigan Food Bank, the Refugee Development Center, and several other organizations.
Did you weigh what was collected last year? Do you know the pounds or the tonnage of it?
We did not. The only part that we actually weighed was the portion of the food that went to the Red Cross Food Bank, and
right,
that was a little over 200 pounds that just went to them. And like I said, there were two other food banks that received food items.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to split it pretty evenly, but we didn't really do any counting of school supplies or any of the other donations.
All right. How close did you come to having a full bus?
We were able to, we had four different buses last year, and okay, each of the buses were, there were items spread throughout the entire bus. I wouldn't say it was a packed bus, but mm-hmm, they were definitely full buses in terms of, if you looked at them, there was, you know, there were items throughout the entire bus.
Okay. All right. What kind of response did you have last year from the participants and from the incoming freshmen this year and others who would like to help?
It was a pretty strong response last year. And following the event, we did some evaluation with the staff members from each of the colleges who helped us organize and publicize the event. And the consensus was that we needed to expand the effort this year to target more than just the freshman class. So this year we expanded to targeting all students, faculty, and staff at the university. And then we also, during the process, Jackson National Life and MSU Federal Credit Union got on board, and they also are collecting items for us.
Okay. In terms of donations like that, I'm sure that you would accept any and all that would be available to help with this process. But in terms of the actual student involvement, a lot of them strapped for cash this time of year. They're worried about buying books. They're worried about getting electricity hooked up, other things. The fact that they're even thinking about this says something, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I really think that, you know, the idea that it's just buying one extra really resonates with students, that it's not, we're not asking them to really reach beyond their means, that it's just, you know, an extra can of food or an extra pack of pencils or an extra notebook or, you know, stuff like that, that it's really easy to spend an extra dollar. And when you think about it, when all of these students are spending that extra dollar, it really does add up.
Kevin, would it be better if they just contributed cash and you could buy food? We know that sometimes when they have food drives, you can get tremendous values instead of taking that money that is paying retail prices for some supplies. Or is that not what this is all about? Is it more the spirit involved in addition to the actual goods?
It's a combination of both. I think that involving the students in the process of actually, you know, buying items and bringing them into drop-off, it really kind of helps them connect to the community rather than just dropping some cash in a box or something like that. And then they never really see where it goes. They never really see what's
all
purchased
right.
With it.
The collection dates here, we're talking about August 30th through September 2nd, correct?
On campus, correct. MSU Federal Credit Union will have their boxes available starting tomorrow in all of the branches.
Okay. MSU Federal Credit Union starting tomorrow. Otherwise, we're talking about next Monday. That's at the MSU Bookstore, MSU Union, the Nisbet Building, all the residence halls and student services building, et cetera.
Yes, yes.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Kevin. Good luck. I hope you have a full bus.
All right, thank you.
We'll be right back with more. We expect to hear from Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Snyder coming up next on Ebling and You.